Yo, back again, listeners. You can find us every Monday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Do your job, lad. I do my job, lad. Do your job, lad.
I round you, I'm mad for this one, you know, blood. Back again. I pick up my striker in it, yeah. We got Lekker as well, blood. Don't know.
I'm on my who? I'm on my what? I'm on my who? I'm on my what? I'm on my who?
What's going on, people? Troops TV. Back again. Episode 67.
68. I believe
Fuck's sake, blood. They're going to get onto me, blood. Oh, truth. Nah, you're going to run this week. Fuck you, man, blood. But episode 68 of Back Again with Troops, presented by Heineken, blood. You get me? And obviously, this episode, first episode of the week, is sponsored by Heineken 00, blood. You understand? Now, obviously, you know, say, football time right now, the Euros, you're going to get into arguments. You're going to get into debates. And obviously, you want to be level-headed in them debates. The 0-0 is what you bring to the table, blood. You understand? As you already know, it's only got snitch 9 calories in it. You understand? So, you feel me? The gym man them, your calorie watch. Is all good for you. You understand? But make sure you're 21 and over before you purchase. And obviously, you can get one from your local retailer or delivered to your crib. Zah, what are you telling me, bro? I ain't seen you for a couple of days. What are you telling me? I'm fucked right now. Get me? I got a big up Heineken, but right now I'm on the team, man. I'm not going to lie to the man. I big up my cup, world's best dad. I believe I am the world's best dad, blood.
There it is. Nah, I'm all good, man. Just watching, taking in the Euros, taking in the stuff that you guys are doing. Just jealous of everybody that's there, enjoying the good time, man.
Did you see the run?
Oh, to the stadium. That was unnecessary. That shot was unnecessary. The whole if Zah was here, you'd be struggling. That was unnecessary. I did see that in the last block. I'd actually forgotten about that.
Blood, I'm not gonna lie, yeah. You would have been struggling, blood.
What, you had to lap the whole stadium?
Bro, this fucking idiot jet ski, blood. He thinks he's going to fucking Yankee Stadium or one of them thing there, blood. You understand? Man's giving me numbers. And when he said the numbers, yeah, because I know Wembley, innit? When he said 523, yeah, I automatically thought it's Turnstile J.
Yep.
You understand? So I'm running towards J, yeah. Then I said, someone said to me, let me check the phone. I said, Jetski, give me your phone. Brother, the thing says A, bro. At this point, yeah, we were at H, blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah? So we've had to run back about 8, plus, yeah? And the turnstiles, they're big, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like from H, so it's like from each letter, yeah? It's like running from the pub we go to a certain time with Mikey. On 27th.
Yeah.
It's like that's running Smithfield. From 20. Yep. It's like running from Smithfield to the office. That's each block.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I would have been dead. I would have been dead.
Bro, even Jets was like, yo, you're fast, Troops, blood. I said, bro, like, man, don't know, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I'm deceptive, blood. You understand? I'm deceptive with it, bro. And like how man's been working out as well, you get me? That helped, man, as well, blood, because I've been doing cardio, innit?
Yeah.
You get me? I've been doing cardio and I've been doing a bit of ab work. Well, I'm kind of taking my time with it on the ab work, blood, because, you know, say, man, I have the belly and them thing there, blood. And voila, and fam, when man trying to do these fucking, these things here, blood, my belly is hurting. Pause, fam. You understand? I know how. Now I know how. You get me? I'm not trying to take. I'm not trying to. I gotta say it, bro. I'm gonna say it about my girl, fam. I know how my girl feels when I'm balls deep, blood. And she's like, my belly. Pause, fam. You understand? Now I know, blood, innit, blood. Because literally, I was there like rotted. Is this how the girl feel? Pause. Voila, this one ain't good, you know, dog. Pause, fam. You understand? This one is political, blood. Zaw, big man thing, bro. Oh my god, I'm busting sweats. You man, remember when I fucking came on the thing? I said, give me 1 minute, I need to shower.
Yeah, remember?
Jesse's all sending me links. Yo, you ready? I said, big man, I need about 30 minutes.
Give me a second.
Jesse's like, yo, you all right? I was like, bro, good, bro. But yo, blood, man was pushing hard, fam. Pause, blood. You understand, blood? Oh my goodness, cuz.
I would have needed to rest the next 2 days. So thank God I wasn't there for that run part.
Bro, but the maddest thing was, yeah, as we got in, yeah, the anthem's playing, bro. As I got up the stairs to go into the actual ground.
Your seats and all.
Bro, I actually, like, I don't sing the national anthem, innit?
Yeah.
You understand? I know the words, but I don't sing it, bro. You understand? I just stand there and put my hand on my chest, innit, and just respect it. But I have to say it, bro. As a black man, I cannot be singing that national anthem, bro. You understand?
True.
I cannot do it, bro. You get me?
Yep.
And then, excuse me, no corona, the hay fever. If you've seen my tweets, bro, fucking hell, mate.
Pollen season.
Jesus Christ, blood. The way man's been sniffling, you would have thought man was on the white stuff, man. Jesus Christ. You understand? Fucking hell, sunshine.
Those nose beers.
Bro, mad thing, blood. You get me? But, bro, oh my God. What was I saying, blood? That flipping thing just took me away. The anthem, yeah. So, man are doing the anthem, yeah. Everyone's doing it. And then they do the knee, yeah. And then where I was, there was no booze. People were applauding. And I put my hand in the air, innit? Like, I didn't do what Ty does, go on one knee in the ground.
One knee.
I just, when they took the knee, I just put my hand up, blood.
Yep.
In solidarity and showed them that, yo, blood, I'm not scared, bro. I'm with you, man, innit? Man got a problem. My fucking hand's here, blood. This hand can just go, boy, and I got blood clot, blood. You see it? You understand? That's how I deal with racism, blood. You know, like that?
Yeah.
You understand? That's the only way I think man should be dealing with it, blood. I'm not on this, educate them now. Slap up in blood, blood. You understand? And then, obviously, Raheem Blood Clot Sterling, you get me, a immigrant who immigrated from Jamaica into the country, getting the winning goal. Obviously, as a fellow Marvelly man, as a fellow Kingstonian, you see me? Very proud moment. Very happy, blood. You get me? To see him score his first goal in a major tournament as well, blood. To actually be there, you get me? It was very enjoyable, blood. But then the joke thing is, yeah? Did you see that picture, yeah? Of that fucking idiot? He's there booing the fucking knee, yeah? But then Sterling scores, my man's there, like,
celebrating, yeah. Yep.
I'm like, bro, don't celebrate, bro. Like, I rate Gaffer, innit, knee judging, because he said that I will not celebrate a goal scored by a Tottenham player for England. You understand? And a lot of people thought he was chatting shit, trying to get views, being,
Not contrarian.
No, being like a wind-up.
Trying to rattle people.
You get me? But I know Gaffer, innit? I know that, bro. I've been with him at England games, like, and I've seen Kane score, Peanut Head Ali score, and man's just there sipping his pint, blood. He ain't doing nothing.
I just keeps moving on with his day.
I'm telling you, blood, man's got the one finger there, like, whoop, you understand? The little pinky finger's just there, blood, with his half pint, fam. You understand? And then somebody must have found the clip where when the penalty was scored from Kane, Gaffer's just there like this, blood. DT's behind him going mad. The whole place is going mad. My man's just there like, yeah, whatever.
Like, not even bothered.
didn't even batter an eyelid, blood. Yeah? Didn't even batter an eyelid, blood. And even though I don't agree with it, you get me? For me, I think that when we go to international tournaments, we need to put the rivalry of the club aside and ride out, blood. You get me? Like, everyone knows I don't like Kane. You get me? I hate the youth, bro. Not like as a person, I hate him in football. You get me? He's probably one of the top five footballers I hate, blood, on the pitch. You understand? But when he's got that England shirt on, blood, the rivalry, even though he is from down the road, the shithole, the scum, he is representing England. At that moment in time, he's not representing Tottenham. Tottenham pay his wages, but you get me. I get why Gaffer's doing it as well because of the Arsenal-Tottenham rivalry. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you get me, maybe we should stick together. Because maybe if the fans unite, that will unite the players, brother. Then we could actually go far in the tournament. Because when you look at other countries, the Spains, the Frances, the Portugals that go deep in the tournaments and win these tournaments, there's a unity in the team and a unity in the fan base. Like, I'm not sure that Catalonia and the Madridistas, Barcelona, Madrid, that's a sticky situation, bro. Yeah. That's politics. There's bad things in that. But when they, like Enrique, I don't know if Enrique's trying to flipping start the madness again because he's a Catalonian and he's picked no one from Madrid.
He didn't pick no Madrid players.
So I don't know if he's trying to start this beef again. But when they were winning back-to-back Euros, when they won them three tournaments, they won the Euros, the World Cup, and then they won the Euro again.
The Euros again, yep.
The Spanish fan base was together, blood. And you could see, even when I went to Russia, I met a lot of Catalonians. I met a lot of Madristas. You get me? Even the Bilbao man. Their man, they're down there. They beef. I think they're called the Basque people. Apologies if I got it wrong. They beef another set of man. And even them man, they was all one. They were like, yo, right now, it's Hispania. Let's win this. And then, you get me? August 3rd, you're a pussy all again. You get me? And I think that's how we should go at it, bro. You get me? Because even Reece James, blood, you get me? I gave him a little stick. And what pissed me off with the Reece James thing is that when I said that, when I bucked him, like Tammy was cool, Mason was cool, he kind of looked at me with a screw face. And I said to me, he felt a bit arrogant, like he thought, you know what I mean? That's how I felt. But I also said that maybe he was like that because this was at FIFA 20, bro. So he was even younger than what he is now. You understand?
Yeah, before he was a player.
You get me? And I even said that maybe he acted like that because of his age. You get me? He wasn't mature then. I even said that, bro. You understand? But people just ran with the, oh, no. But you know how it is, man, isn't it?
That's the internet.
You get me? But even Reece said that, yo, like, you get me? All the England players, like, we've put all our club rivalry to the side. You get me? Like, obviously, the Man City, Chelsea, Champions League final. Mm-hmm. So you've got the likes of Walker, Stones, Mason Mount, Reece James, obviously the winners. Dave, you understand? Foden, there could have been a bit of animosity. Sterling, could have been a bit of animosity there, but they've put that to the side to kind of push the country forward. I think you could see unity in this England team. There is a togetherness. Bro.
Yeah. No. You know who you need to get on the same page too? I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the headlines? I think it was the day after. The Calvin Phillips headlines. I don't know who it was. The Daily Mail.
Daily Mail, nothing. It's just, before we get to the Calvin thing as well, hopefully the guy that fell from the stands is doing okay. But I heard that a fan fell from the stands in the ground, bro. Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit.
I heard he was in critical condition. I haven't heard anything about the situation, but you get me, thoughts and prayers going out to him. Hopefully he makes a speedy recovery. You get me? You don't want to hear none of that. But the Calvin Phillips situation, it doesn't even shock me, bro. I mean, you understand? When the Black Lives Matter thing was going on, he came out and let man know that he's Jamaican. I never knew that before, but I'll be real with it, bro. I'm a man that knows that. I'm a man that knows every player that's got a piece of Jamaican in them. Pause. You understand? I know they're all of them. With him, when I saw him, I said, "What?" I said, "Yo, this you is not white, blood." I said, "It's not." I said, "It's not even the hair, blood." He's got that Trey Carter, blood.
Yeah.
You understand? You have something in you, blood. Pause. And when he came out, and said that, yo, my grandparents are Jamaican, of Jamaican descent. I'm a proud, I love Jamaica, food, rare, tear, represent. I said, Bumba Clot. I said, yes, my dog. I said, well on. So that's why, right, he loves you, yeah? Because it's, you're a yardie as well, blood. You're one of us, blood. You understand? And it's just, you understand? You got a young man there. Who had a man in the match performance, lovely assist for Sterling, and then the Daily Mail, the Daily Shit, you understand, doing what they do, doing what they've done since their fucking existence, blood. And that's just putting out derogatory comments about people with with culture, people from a black background, people with ethnicity. You understand? Always coming with this, blood, saying about, you get me, his dad's in jail. Who gives a shit, bro?
Yeah.
You understand? Half of the Daily Mail's in jail for being fucking pedophiles, bloody. You're crazy, blood. Don't make me get started on you, man, you know, blood. You understand? Like, it's disgusting, bro. Like, you get me? They're talking about, oh, he's only been with one girl his whole life. Who cares, bro? Who cares? Oh, his dad's in jail. Who cares, bro?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with football? What's that got to do with his man in the match performance? What's that got to do with his assist? What's that got to do with him bossing the midfield? What's that got to do with him pocketing Modric? What's that got to do, bro?
Nothing.
And that's why when people say, oh, England ain't racist. Are you fucking mad?
It's like, look,
are you
papers.
Fucking mad? These men forget that England started this whole colonization thing, you know?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Fucking absolute arseholes, blood. You get me? But good win for England. You get me? We needed that win. Starting off with a win. Our first win in a Euro tournament, in a Euro competition for a while, bro. Normally, we draw our opening because obviously the first Euro 2016, we drew 1-1 with Russia. Euro 2012. We didn't play Euro 2012. I know we didn't make Euro 2008 at fucking Eady at McLaren, but Euro 2012.
Who was our opening game? France 1-1. Jolien Lescott, it looks like, scored.
Oh, yes. Yep. It was a header from a corner. I remember now. So this was our first win. You get me? For a few years, man. You understand? So it's good to get start on the right foot. But did you see the Christian Eriksen incident, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Oof.
That was the scariest thing. One of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Bro, I just, when I, like, me and Jetski were out in it. Because that was his first day of quarantine. So I was taking him around and whatnot. And he got a message from one of his flipping Yankee man then.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Jetski's like, yo, Eriksen, there's a mad thing in Eriksen, bro. And I said, what? Because where he was, there wasn't a TV in the bar. And then when I gone on the socials and I see what I see, blood, I said, Jesus Christ. The first thing I thought was RIP Mark Vivian Foley, blood, because he was the first one.
Yep.
Again, in 2001, playing for Cameroon in the AFCON. You get me? I remember watching that game as well live, but the man just dropped that. I remember that, bro. You understand? RIP, man. You get me? And then I remember watching the Fabrice Muamba,
yeah.
You get me? And the man actually interact with Fabrice, like, he's messaged me and said, like, yo, respects what I do. And you get me? When I saw that one, I said, oh, my God, brother. And there was a, when they, you know, the cameramen are absolute arseholes, bro. You get me? Because they were sharing everything, bro. When they showed his face, when the captain was holding his tongue, bro, he looked dead. Yeah. I was like, I said, bro.
Why do you have that on TV?
Bro, I don't understand that. As soon as he's dropped, and you've seen them bring on the doctors, you get me, the paramedics, and you're seeing them bring on the defibrillator, bro, that's when you cut to the studio, bro.
Yeah.
Because the fans are going to be crying, upset. You know, they're zooming in on his wife. Like, the coverage was just absolutely, it was unnecessary, bro. You get me? And then you're literally seeing them pump his chest and boom. I'm like, oh my God. And you're seeing the way his friends, his colleagues, teammates were praying for him. Like, these men were shaking, bro. Yeah. Like, at that point, he was gone, bro. You understand? And it's because all of them, when they put the circle around him,
the wall.
The only man that was actually looking at what was going on was Kasper Schmeichel and Simon Kjær.
Yeah, two. Actually, it was the two of them. The other lot
were facing
the other way.
They couldn't look, bro. And
I couldn't too,
bro. You know what? As people that were doing watch alongs, because Robbie was doing a watch along when it was happening, bro. How do you, bro? Fucking, like, it, you know, when you're speechless, huh?
Yeah,
like, rivalry aside, bro, you get me, you do not want to see that, blood, because that could happen to anyone, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Like, It could happen to Abba. It could happen to one of the Chelsea boys. You get me? Like, you saw Daley Blind. He has a heart condition already.
Yeah.
And obviously, he came through the Ajax ranks with Eriksen. They're very, very close. You get me? They was in that camp, that generation. And Daley Blind even said, like, yo, I was scared to play the next day, bro. Because obviously, Holland were taking on the Ukraine. And he was saying that I was having second thoughts about playing because my own heart condition. Christian Eriksen's a fit, healthy lad, bro. He eats right, trains, you understand, lives
that's
right,
does
everything right. And Kelechi pointed out to me yesterday on the watch along that Inter Milan have one of the best medical teams in the world because they was the one that found Kanu's heart condition. So,
Oh shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it was them that found it all them years ago. And Kelechi saying to me like, yo, it's definitely not a heart condition because Inter Milan would have detected it. Their medical team is like the best. It's renowned.
Yeah.
It's known, bro. You get me? So this is just like, you understand? It's just Jesus Christ, bro. Like, you understand? I don't think you'll play again, I'll be real. But yeah, man. You get me? Thoughts and prayers out to Christian Eriksen. You understand? I hope he makes a speedy recovery. Because you never want to see that blood. You get me? They even continued the game. I was a bit shocked.
Yeah,
that they even continue the game, and enough respect to the Danish man then for actually going back out there and completing it, blood. Because I couldn't have done it, bro. But after seeing that, blood.
Even after Eriksen said, "Please go back and do it for me," I would have been like, "Dude, I just saw you drop, like, and we don't even know why. I don't know if I could do it."
You don't even know the situation of him as well at that time because you don't know what's gonna happen on the way to the hospital. You don't know, bro.
Mm.
You get me? But salute to the Danish man then. It was just unfortunate that they didn't win the game. Obviously, Finland got the 1-0 win.
Mm.
It would have been nice if they got the win. Belgium-Russia. We're going to fly through a couple of results for the people before we preview the big one coming up Friday night. Belgium-Russia, 3-0. Lukaku getting 2. I told you he's my choice for the golden boot.
When bro,
I
tell you, Zara, when he I tell is you, blood, looking sharp. He is looking sharp, bro.
I told you, fam. Told you, blood. That's my choice.
What was that? An extra 30, 40 mil just from those two goals tacked onto his price tag now?
100%, bro. I don't think, no. Do you know what? Yeah, I think he might be out of a lot of people's price range, bro, if you're looking for a striker to who guarantees goals, blood. Like, Lukaku, one thing about him, blood. He guarantees goals, blood. You get me? The game in the tournament so far, Netherlands 3, Ukraine 2. Now, Holland did lead 2-0 before Ukraine made a comeback. Did you see that Ukraine goal, blood?
Bro.
Blood.
Oh, yeah. That's another. Yamalenko. What's his name? How do you say it? Yamalenko. That may be another one. I mean, that's another 10 mil tagged onto his price tag too, just based on it.
Ridiculous, blood. Absolutely ridiculous, blood. You get me? That was a quality game. But then, you get me? Another great game. Scotland 0, Czech Republic 2. Great game. You understand? Obviously, I didn't want Czech Republic. I'm going to lie, blood. Obviously, man don't fuck with Scotland like that because obviously England and whatnot.
Oh, but
when it's time for this, the rivalry. But I'm cool with them, innit? But in football, I don't fuck with them. But obviously, because of the Kudela situation, him being from the Czech Republic, Suchet coming out of his commentary and defend that pussy on as well. I wanted Scotland to win. Scotland couldn't get the job done. And the reason why they couldn't get the job done because Kieran Tierney weren't there, blood.
Yep. 1,000% agree with you on that one. How about that halfway line goal?
Blood, for me, that's the goal of the tournament. I don't care. Because the ball, he hits it out before it comes in.
Yeah.
He hit it. It's like, do you remember the Carlos free kick against France?
Yeah. The Roberto Carlos one?
Yeah, when it went out and then it went in.
Yep.
That was like that, bro. That goal was unbelievable, blood. Because he looks before.
When the keeper's at while he's running,
He looks and he's like, all right. And then he bends it, bro. So he knows what he's doing, bro. You understand? For me,
and in terms of technique too, I mean, the goal from like 50 yards out, the goal is tiny. The goal is like this big from 50 yards out. It only gets bigger the closer you get to the goal. So getting that accurately, getting it to drop two at the exact same time, phenomenal.
It's ridiculous, bro. You get me? The deadest game so far, Spain 0, Sweden 0. Morata, bro, seriously, bro. I told man about this guy, bro. He's worse than Werner, bro.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's worse than Werner, bro.
He has to. Like, I sent out a tweet during that game. I was like, how does a proud footballing nation like Spain, there's been people like Raul that have come before him, people like David Villa that have come before him. How are you going into Euro 2020 and your number one striker in the whole country is Alvaro Morata? Makes no sense.
Spain are missing a striker, and you get me. They were missing a lot, blood. You understand? Hungary 0, Portugal 3. Ronaldo getting 2. I see Fernandes crying because he got batted up for the penalty.
Then Cristiano.
How can he really think? How can he really think he's gonna?
You're in contention in a team Ronaldo's in. Come on, stop it, Fernandes.
But now Ronaldo is the all-time goal scorer at the Euros. He is the all-time goal scorer, the GOAT. You get me? Let's get that in. And then biggest game so far. Could be a final if we're being totally honest, Brad. France 1, Germany 0. Now, Pogba, blood. I told man, when he plays for France, you can't fuck with him, bro. He's on smoke, bro.
Superstar.
He don't give a shit about Man United, bro. He don't give a shit, blood. You see how he's playing Man United, blood. My man was moving like prime fucking Chavi yesterday, blood.
Man, just eyes zoop, 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 eyes zoop. Closed, outside of the foot, just dishing it everywhere.
France look dangerous, blood. Yep. You get me? I mean, the Mbappe disallowed goal. Brilliant. Look at the finish, bro.
The way he opens up and he just strokes it in around the keeper.
Puts Neuer in a spliff real quick, bro. And then obviously the Benzema disallowed goal.
That
look at
too.
The ball from Pogba to get fucking Mbappe in, bro.
Mbappe in, who squares it? That was
bro. And then obviously you got that guy in Golo just nyamming man in the midfield.
Yeah. Man of the match-esque performance. I mean, he always gives you that.
France are gonna go far in it.
Do you let me ask you this? You think anyone stops him? You think anyone beats him?
France, yeah. The teams I'm like Portugal. The way I saw Hungary getting at them, yeah.
That's the thing. Is that Hungary was in that game?
Bro, I think we can beat Portugal, yeah? If we defend properly, I think we take our chances. I think we can beat
them.
The only teams, I don't fear Germany. I think Germany are building again. So I think maybe the next tournament, they'll be more dangerous. Belgium and France are the ones I fear.
They're the ones. Yeah, because that Hungary that Hungary game, the Hungary-Portugal game, that was 0-0 into the 80th minute. So that 3-0 reflection is it's kind of unfair on the thing. But
I mean, Portugal did dominate, but
true.
Hungary, they had some chances, bro.
Yeah,
they could have nicked it, bro. I think if Hungary scores first in that game, it's a different. Mm-hmm. I don't think Portugal would have come back and won.
Yeah, France. I don't think anyone touches France. They have the perfect balance in their team, I think.
That's the thing as well, blood. They got everything you need, blood. Power, yep. Strength, pace, everything, bro.
Defense, offense, they have it all.
They're just a well-oiled machine, blood.
Mm-hmm.
But the big ones are the derby.
How are you feeling, troops?
Bro, like we got a song that we sing, yeah, about Scotland. Uh-huh. Yeah? And it's just so true, blood. Scotland get battered everywhere they go. Scotland get battered everywhere they go. everywhere they go. You're gonna hear that bear blood in the bug blood. Scotland get back everywhere they go. Scotland get back everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. You understand? Obviously, England, Scotland, the big one. Me and Jets will be there. Wembley, 8 o'clock kickoff. Kieran Tierney will be back, I think, in the Scotland squad. He had a little niggling, before the Czech Republic game. But what name again? Steve Clarke expects him to take his place in the starting 11. This is actually the 115th match between England and Scotland, and the 100th in a competitive fixture. Their only previous meeting at a major tournament was in the group stages of Euro 96 at Wembley. England won 2-0 with goals from Shearer and Gazza. Current England head coach Gareth Southgate played the full 90 minutes as well, Vlad.
Nice. Nice.
England are facing Scotland at Wembley for the 33rd time, nearly twice as many as any other fixture involving England there. None of the previous 32 encounters have ended goalless as well. So, you get me, there's always goals expect in this game. Mm-hmm. Expect goals, Vlad. Scotland have only won one of their last 11 matches against England. It was a European Championship qualifier, 1-0 win. I remember Don Hutchison got the goal, but we went through because we beat them at Hampden, and then they beat us. We beat them 2-0 at Hampden. Paul Scholes got both goals, and then they played us at Wembley, and then they won 1-0, so we went through 2-1. Keegan was the manager, and then we didn't even get out of the fucking grouping. And then we didn't even get out of the fucking group in Euro 2000. That fucking idiot, fucking Phil Neville, blood. I'll never forget that, blood. That stupid-ass tackle, blood. I think this guy's a dickhead, bro. Clown, bro. That's why you're managing in the MLS, blood, you idiot. I got to send shots, bro. You know me. Even though I'm out there, blood, I still send shots on them, man. I'm business.
Miami.
You see me? The four games played between England and Scotland this century have produced 16 goals. 11 for England, 5 for Scotland. An average of 4 goals per match. So, all you bastard man that bet the over. Fucking idiots, blood. You get me? And then finally, England won their... Oh, look, Zaha's gone, look.
Because that's it. That literally is it. That was it. Bro, are you betting the over today, bro?
Dude, did you do the over? It's plus 150, dude. Oh, my God. Fucking arseholes, blood. The fuck is wrong with these niggas, man?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with these niggas, man? And then finally, England won their opening match at the European Championship for the first time. Also, it was the first time we've won. Fucking hell, blood. I didn't even know that. First time we won, obviously beating Croatia. They have won their opening two games at three previous major tournaments. But they were all in World Cups. 82, 06, and 2018. Now, Southgate, for the Croatia game, he put out a mad lineup, blood. Like, when I saw that lineup, yeah, and I saw fucking Trippier at left back, blood.
Actually, I didn't get your take.
Bro, I said, brother, you're playing Trippier at right back, blood. Yeah? I said, what the fuck is this shoot doing, blood? I said, bro. And then when I looked at the bench, yeah, I didn't see fucking Chilwell. Chilwell was on the bench. But Luke Shaw was on the bench, blood. So I'm like, 1 minute. You have a natural left back, yeah? If we be real, the best left back in the league this year is probably Luke Shaw, yeah?
Yep.
But then Gareth Southgate puts in a right back at left back, blood. Is this Southgate or Arteta, blood? Like, brother, you're going to see Declan Rice starting fucking right wing against Scotland, blood. You understand? Like, bro, no Grealish. I was like, fucking hell, bro. Like, how can you not start Grealish? Like, his last... The Saka thing I get the Saka thing because you can't put him above of like you can't put him above the likes of like Sancho, Sterling, Foden and then man at the moment. Left back, sure is the better option. So the Saka thing I get. Put him on the bench. I get that. But to not have Chilwell on the bench, to not have Sancho on the bench, blood. Jadon Sancho, bro. And his excuse was, I didn't have space to put him on. So you're telling me, yeah? When I look at the bench now, yeah? You're telling me Ben White is more deserving to be on the bench than Jadon fucking Sancho, blood. Big man. Zah, bro. Brother. I'm seeing a half-fit Henderson on the fucking bench, blood. Yeah? A half-fit Henderson, bro. When he came on against fucking the game when he missed the penalty, yeah? We were getting overrun in the midfield. When we took off Calvin Phillips at halftime and put him on, yeah? Bro, we were getting dominated in the midfield, blood. You're telling me these men are ahead of Jadon Sancho, blood?
I was feeling the exact. I laughed when I saw that lineup.
You know what? But fair play to him.
In his defense,
it did work. You get me? Fair play. Yeah, fair play to him. It did work. But no England fan would have picked that lineup, man. Like,
yep.
We were even saying to drop Mings,
yeah,
because he's looked dodgy in the friendlies, the warm up games going into the Euro. He looked a bit suspect, lad. You get me? But
even at the start, a decent game.
Even at the start of the game, he was a bit oi oi savaloy. But then when he settled down, then he got his composure and he had a good game, blood. But that lineup, bro, it had me like shaking my head, fam. You understand?
Oh, what a manager.
He's got to pick the right. I don't know. This guy might even pick the same 11, blood. They've had enough time off, blood. He's like, these men have had enough rest. We played Sunday, we played Friday. That's 5 days, bro. That's like Premier League. You could play your team back to back, blood.
Yep.
You understand? And after the way they performed, yeah, it was a hot day. Defensively, we looked good. We didn't really look unsettled. There was only like a 10-minute spell in the first half where Croatia started to get their foot, tried to get their foot on the ball and started Modric started to dictate. He found his way into the game. The second half, it was very comfortable. Obviously, the last 5 minutes when they're going long, you know, you've got to ride it out, which we did. I wouldn't start that lineup. Me personally, you get me. I think the substitutions he made during the game made us look better. So I think that when Bellingham come on, we look a bit better. Even when Rashford came on, we looked a bit better. Harry Kane, though, he came off. I'm not sure if he's injured. I'm not sure.
I haven't seen anything,
but you get me. He went one-on-one. He went one-on-one with the post and lost, blood. You get
that
me?
Was...
Post. Bro, die. Man, and because where we were sitting, we were right, like, on that side of the stadium.
Yeah.
Man, see it, like.
Smash right into it. I thought he had smashed his head into it. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, nothing about Kane, I don't see.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any. Harry Kane insists he's not undroppable as England prepare for Scotland. Because if we're being totally honest, Kane didn't really have a good game against Croatia, but he was giving the ball away a lot. You understand? I even think that chance when he's gone into the post, I think he should have scored that, blood. A man of his capability.
Quality tapping.
Yeah, blood. I think he should have scored that, blood. So when you talk about lineup now, I'm gonna get the people in my lineup.
This is what I want. I don't think he's going to play the same team because tournaments, don't they? They want everyone to at least have some minutes, right?
Nah, but so then it's very unlikely. If we beat Scotland, we're through. So the Czech Republic game, we can rest everyone.
True.
You understand? So I personally think Southgate will go the same. I think he'll pick the same lineup that he went with against Croatia. So I think he'll go Pickford, Walker, Stones, Mings, Trippier, Rice, Phillips, Mount, Foden, Kane, Sterling. Me, I would go. I like Sam Johnston, blood. You get me? For me, Sam Johnston should be starting, bro.
Wait, wasn't there a... I forgot which keeper.
He's got... Ramsdale came in for
Ramsdale Henderson. Came in for Henderson. Bingo. Okay, so yeah. It was Henderson, not Johnston. There we go.
Nah, Johnston's still there. So me personally, I'd go Johnston in goal. I'd go Walker, Stones. I'd start Mings. He had a good game. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll start Pickford in goal because Pickford he didn't have a lot to deal with, but when the ball was coming in, he done well. You get me? So fuck it. Even though I think Johnson should start, Pickford I'll put in. Walker, Stones, Mings. I'd start Shaw, blood. I start Shaw over Trippier. My midfield would be
I mean, the two that played worked very. I thought they played very well together.
What, Rice and Phillips?
Deckers and then again Calvin Phillips, yeah.
Because Rice sat and then Phillips was in box to box.
The balance was, I thought they looked together. They looked, that balance was good.
Allah, my guy Grealish, bro. My guy Grealish, bro.
He can get him at that number 10 behind the striker.
All right, I'd go Phillips, Rice. Phillips, Rice, Mount. Grealish. Calvert-Lewin, Sterling.
Ooh, so Kane. So that's Kane out. And who else? Who else started?
Kane out. Mount out. And Trippier out.
Okay.
I'd make three changes. You get me?
Yeah, not bad. Fair.
I'd go with that, man.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have much. I don't have much vested with. I mean, I am watching England. I'm rooting because of you. Don't have much vested, but the only thing I'd probably change. So I'd keep that same back four and the two pivots. The only place I'd rotate is the three behind the striker. So I'll put Jack Grealish in 10. I would put Raheem Sterling out wide. With Mason Mount.
Okay.
Then Harry Kane is a striker.
Yeah. Prediction for the Scotland game. What's your prediction?
England should win. You should win comfortably. You should win comfortably. I'd say even with Southgate's lineup, anyone's lineup, I'd say probably 2-0.
I'd say 3-0. I think we're going to slap them.
Yeah, you should win comfortably.
I think we're going to slap them still. But that's another one. Go on.
No, I think you should slap them, pretty much.
Yeah. Hopefully, blood. You get me? You don't want to lose to them, man. They're fuck that. But that's another episode wrapped up for you lot. Episode 68, innit?
68.
So the next one, snitch now. Fucking hell, blood.
The Americans.
mate. Bigger Heineken every time. You get me? 0-0. Make sure you get yours from your local retailer or deliver to the crib. Make sure you're 21 and over before you purchase. We got my dog, Czar, every time, bro. Man misses you, bro. Pause. You get me? We're going to link up end of fucking July. Sweet. Hopefully you can go to Florida and watch the boys. You get me? It'll be good. For you to see the boys in live action, you haven't seen them for a while.
I'm going.
All right, we're going there. Fuck it, we're going. We're going.
I'm definitely there. I'm definitely there.
We're going, people. Fuck it, we're going. But like I say at the end of every show, blood, big up Jets as well before we cut, blood, you understand? Doing great work. Great edit on the vlog. You get me? He's loving life right now in London. You understand? Big up my dog every time.
Probably the man.
Bro, he's loving it, blood.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I can see off his Instagram stories and everything that, oh, this guy, mm-hmm. he might not come back.
You know what I'm saying? Might have to get him that English visa. You get me? But like we say at the end of every show, people, blood, stay safe. Wash them fucking hands, blood.
I do my job, blood. Do your job.
I around you, I'm mad for this one, you know, blood. Back again. I pick up my striker, innit, yeah? We got Lacquer as well, blood. Don't know.
I'm on my who? I'm on my what? I'm on my who? I'm on my what?
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.